Hello, listener. Do you like folk tales? Have you heard the one about the Little Mermaid? You have? How about Little Red Riding Hood? Oh, you heard that one too. Well, how about you come along to Sandman Stories Presents? On Sandman, you'll learn the stories of Sulambara and Gulambara from Georgia. You'll hear stories of Anansi and his son Kwekutsin from Ghana. You'll hear stories from Korea, Japan, Nigeria, South Africa, Louisiana, the Philippines, Bengal, and many, many more. All over a sound bed of natural noises designed to calm your busy mind after a long day. So come along for an adventure, meet new places and people, and I won't be mad if you fall asleep and need to rewind and listen again the next day. Again, that's Sandman Stories Presents, anywhere you find podcasts. Thank you, and good night.
What's up, rewatchers? Hi, I'm Dustin.
And I'm Lauren from Fashion Grunge, and we're here to tell you that the following podcast has strong adult language, so please keep in mind who around you can hear it.
Also, just a warning that there are spoilers ahead.
But it's been out for a long time. You really should have watched by now.
Exactly.
Enjoy.
Okay, let's get into episode 2. Mucking my notes, because making notes is smart. You write with a pen on a paper.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Let's do the word thing. I keep saying it over and over. It's still one of the funniest phrases ever.
Let's do the word thing.
Welcome back, rewatchers. It's Dustin again, and I'm here with Lauren from Fashion Grunge Podcast. Woohoo! What?
Hey.
Lauren. Yeah. So, yeah, we're back with more of the first Ghost Rider mystery, Ghost Story. And I asked you last time, Lauren, if you'd ever seen the new Ghost Rider mysteries on CBS Saturday mornings, and you hadn't.
I have not.
I only saw the one episode live, but it was crazy. So, what I wanted to do. Next is show you some things that I've gotten from my years growing up doing Ghost Rider stuff.
Oh, cool.
So I had gotten this postcard that was actually a sticker. So the sticker's on top here in this frame.
Oh,
you can see
neat.
It. And it says I'm an official member of the Ghost Rider team right here. I love these stickers. It's great. And
yeah,
then,
those are neat.
And well, not only that, because you could just send away. You just send in a little postcard and say, hey, I want a sticker. And they'd send it to you. It was awesome. But I also got, and if I can find it, and they advertise this online, is the light switch cover.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Oh, that's so cool.
I still have it. I posted, this is in my journal, so from when I was a kid.
Early 90s. That's so cool.
Yeah, I was really excited about that, and I just think it's really cool, and I know people are envious that they didn't keep theirs. Sorry.
I'm sure it's on eBay. I wonder if that's on eBay.
It might be.
How much is it going for? Yeah, how much is it going for? I'm curious.
But also, I wanted to tell you, I didn't want to tell you in the last episode, but I have this for you. I got something, and I'm going to have to get your address from you offline. But so you mentioned something in the last episode. I didn't want to say anything, but I got you your very own Fabto button.
Oh my god, that's so cool. Oh wow, I was like, man, I want to make some cool Thabto stuff now.
I got this from Rally J, the Etsy shop.
Oh,
Rally
awesome. J,
so yeah, so definitely check him out, and I'll get this sent over to you. I have a button as well. You can have that as well. So
yay.
Buttons galore from me. Anyway, so how are we feeling so far?
Thanks. Oh my, I mean, I love it. I love the show. I was just telling you, I can't wait to watch some of the later ones, like some of the other, and you mentioned some of the other plot points of other episodes. I was like, oh yeah, I vaguely remember that. I remember this actor that's in it. So there's so many great cameos.
And they did have actually good mysteries, you know. Some of them were kind of like it. This one was kind of an okay one. It was just kind of the beginning one, kind of, you know, but like Brinker's Store, great mystery. That was actually
great
a really
mystery.
Good, how they solved it and everything. Great. There's quite a few like that, you know, and how they figure out who the culprit is and just from clues.
Who is
they
Max
find.
Mouse? Is
yeah.
Another good one.
That was the one with Julia Stiles. Yeah.
Yeah. The Julia Stiles, like cyber crimes. Like, it was cool. Yeah, I love it.
So, okay, audience, who is the mysterious spirit? Ooh, we don't know. What could they possibly name it? Ooh, we don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea.
So let's dive further into this mystery. Opening theme. Ghost Rider!
Word! I love that we're both doing our, like, no one can see it, but we're both doing
our... cupping our mouths.
Yeah, cupping our mouths.
It has to sound different, that's why.
Yeah. One thing I actually love before we get into the story is I forgot how much I love their recaps, where they're mm-hmm. like, hey, Ghost Rider, here are the facts, and they kind of run down what happened in the last episode.
Speaking of which, that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, nice. I love it. I love it.
Team, here's what happened last time on Ghost Rider, the facts. Yeah. Jamal accidentally released a spirit from a book in his basement, and it started to talk to him through his computer. Also, Jamal saw some kids wearing weird double-headed masks and play fighting in the park at night. Later, he found a green button that says Thabto and a weird encoded message in the park where they were. Lenny, another kid in the neighborhood, gets a message from the same spirit, and together with Jamal, they figure out that they are the only ones who can see these written messages from this spirit. So Lenny tells Jamal he should, talk to her downstairs neighbor, Alex, to help them decode this weird message that he found in the park. Meanwhile, Alex's little sister, Gabby, gets her book bag snatched by someone in a double-headed mask. Uh-oh. And we last left Jamal and Lenny trying to talk to the spirit in Jamal's computer, who couldn't hear them and only responded with, answer me, answer me, answer me, answer me.
Answer me. So now,
Ghost Story Part 2. Picking up where we left off, there's a knock on Jamal's door, and it's just Grandma Cece checking in. And if you look at the timeline for how fast she went to the store and back, Cece needs to run in the Olympics.
I know. It's like been like 3 minutes.
She even brought them a snack.
God bless Cece.
Back, here's some snacks. Whoa, what happened? Yeah, so she might have heard them screaming. We don't know how fast he was.
She may have. Lenny is going to be eating good today because she had like an apple, a cookie. She's having this snack, and then she's going to go have like spaghetti with her dad.
I know. Lenny's going to be the big kid.
Yeah.
So they let her in to see if, hey, can you see the writing on the computer? They're like, we're just playing a video game. She did. What was all that shouting?
She did. Yeah, she did hear them.
And anyway. So he's like, well, we're playing a video game. And she looks, let me see. And there's nothing there. She goes, where is it? And then they're like, she's like, all right, you're crazy. Bye.
I would be like, weren't you going out? We just came up here.
Literally. Maybe she stopped because she heard them shouting.
Maybe she's outside.
Probably like, they're hangry. I'm going to make them a snack.
Yeah.
That's what it was. She never went to the store. So finally, Lenny figures out that the spirit can't hear them, and Jamal writes back, who are you? And it responds, I do not remember. And they celebrate, yay, we're communicating. And Jamal spells out that he does this every time. He's like, he can't hear, but he can read and write.
Yeah.
And my 11-year-old me is thinking, durr, dumbass. Like, I was not thinking that. Like, we know.
Hello.
The concept of the show. They continue on asking where it is from, and it doesn't know. And he lets Lenny type out if it's a person or an alien. Why would you go to alien?
Yeah, why was alien the next thing?
I don't know. There's a thing with aliens. I don't get it. And it says it's a person. At least it was.
Dun dun.
And it says it was a he. And then I never understood Lenny went, in a computer?
Yeah.
And the only thing I think of is like, is your dick in the computer? Like,
what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, well, we don't even know the main story. Don't you find out more about Ghost Rider? Is it the very end?
No, we never found out. We just got told later on. But I don't want to get into that. We'll get into that later.
Yeah, I just didn't know if that was something that happened. Oh, yeah, like the finale was like the big reveal. But I didn't
know. No, they never got to reveal it.
That's weird.
Side note, by the way, if you've never watched the show and you think these kids are going to be proficient in typing and picking up the pace and learning it, no, it's not. They mm-hmm. peck at each letter.
It's early 90s. It's like you barely got a computer in your school. Everyone's learning how to like type on the home row.
Yeah.
Do that. Yeah.
So Jamal asks why it's in the computer, and it doesn't know what a computer is, and it feels lost. So they tell him he's in Jamal's bedroom in Brooklyn, New York, the United States, on Earth. And it replies, oh.
Oh.
It really does.
Damn. It's like, yeah, it's oh. Like, oh.
Nowhere exciting, you mean? And Jamal asks if it still feels lost, and it says he feels sad and lonely, and it starts to fade away. And Jamal types out, come back, but no response. So they use what they know about him. He sounds scared and worried about children. He warned them to be careful after dark, so he cares about them, and he feels sad and lonely. I'm like...
can be very sketchy. It could go in like two different ways. In the very beginning, when he was saying like, protect the children, where are the children, where are they, I was like, this feels like weirdly like QAnon-y, like children being trafficked somewhere, and like, why is he freaking out about like, where are the kids, where are the kids, someone get the kids. And then I was like, okay, they're like, what kids, what are you talking about? Now you're talking about sad and lonely. I was like, but these are kids you're talking to. You know that they're kids. Like, what do you want them to do? Like, I wrote that was very on brand for him to be sad and lonely.
Yeah. What's funny is, like, Lenny's like, yeah, right after he said he was sad and lonely, he disappeared. I'm like, thanks for the recap from 30 seconds ago, Lenny. Thanks.
I know.
Anyway, so Jamal types up, don't be afraid. We care about you too. We'll be your friends. Then you won't be lonely. And Lenny adds, we'll write to you. And it finally writes back, thank you, I'll write to you too. And Lenny hugs the computer. So extra, Lenny.
Yes, so
oh,
weird.
You're back. Oh. And they decide to name him Ghost Rider because he's a ghost and he writes to us. Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
And the spirit approves, saying, I like Ghost Rider. Later, after Lenny leaves, Jamal puts out a stack of New York history books and has to remind himself that he needs to write it out for Ghost Rider. And he writes, here are some books about New York. And Ghost Rider immediately starts circling the books. And over in Lenny's apartment, Lenny comes home to her dad's world-famous pasta. He's so sweet and playful. He's just a great dad.
He's so cool.
And he asks what Lenny did at her new friend's place. And she says they played video games and, you know, Jamal's grandmother bought them snacks, which is not a complete lie. Whatever. Mm-hmm. And she notices Ghost Rider reading her dad's New York magazine, and she gets distracted. And her dad, you know, do I have sauce on my chin? Is that what you're thinking? She's like, no. And he doesn't believe her, and she says he doesn't. And I'm like, oh, Max Fraser, you so silly. And he wipes his chin. I'm like, I would have looked at the napkin to see if I got it.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like, at all.
What?
I don't get it. But so back at Jamal's, Ghost Rider is reading the books still. And so, like, he's able to be in two places at once, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And Jamal is playing video games, and GW reads the Thabto button he found and immediately jumps across town and reads another Thabto button on a kid with a mask as they run up and steal another kid's backpack. And Jamal's computer goes blank, and Ghost Rider writes, Thabto, American Flyer Sport.
No context.
No context. And Jamal's like, he remembers the kids again. They keeps doing the flashback. Those kids in the park the other night. And Ghost Rider's like, he's like, Ghost Rider, are you Thabto? And Ghost Rider doesn't know what a Thabto is. And he says, it's something bad, I think. Ghost Rider's like, I'm not bad. I mean, why would you say that, Jamal? Anyway.
I'm like, we don't know.
Jamal's like, I'm sorry. Where did you read that? And he says, where'd you read Thabto? He goes, on another Thabto button, basically. And Jamal says, oh, can you travel? And Ghost Rider says, yes, from one word to another. Butterfly in the sky.
Oh, yeah. The choice is high. Oh, yeah. Love reading Rainbow.
One of my friends told me a really bad joke. It's bad, but it's kind of funny. He was like, take a book. It's in a look. Dyslexic Rainbow.
Oh, no.
It's bad. It's in poor taste. So I apologize to anybody who's dyslexic and cannot read.
I know so many people that are. But I feel like a lot of... I feel like now it's almost impossible with how much text that we have to consume on a phone and in physical life. It's like, before we just had physical life, you know, books, writing yourself. But now we have like a screen, the television, your phone. Like, it's just... it's wild.
I know. And like...
There's too much data.
Too like, much data.
Too many words.
That is something that I would think that should be on ghostwriters, somebody dyslexic.
Oh, that's true.
Trying to figure out how to read ghostwriter, and maybe ghostwriter learning how to write to this person to the way they can read it. You know, that'd be interesting. And that way it would kind of show the audience what it's like for somebody dyslexic through their eyes.
Yeah, I have a learned, like, well, technically it's like, it used to be LD when I was a kid, like, you know, learning disability, but now it's like, then they made it learning difference. But I have horrible reading comprehension. So like, even when I do any podcast, even like this one, I have to watch it pretty soon before I'm about to talk about it. Because if something like, if I did this last week and I watched these all last week, I could take notes, but it's just not going to recall because
it's out of context for you.
Yeah, it's out of context. Yeah. So I still am like that. Like sometimes if I read a paragraph, I'm like, what? Like we didn't have audiobooks when I was younger. Now they have like textbooks that are audio. I mean, that would have been really great if I was in high school, but having to, you know, highlight everything. So that would have been another good one. As someone who was like reading comprehension and then someone who was dyslexic. And then you have multilingual, because I think Hector later, I think it just moved. So he still doesn't speak English right away, which means reading English is going to be difficult because Ghostwriter, does Ghostwriter write in Spanish?
No, but I think sometimes maybe says a word every so often. But
not
sentences or anything that
I
remember.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I agree with that. I think like reading comprehension or like demand avoidance in reading where you can't read it, you just can't bring yourself to read it, maybe somehow finding a way to do it, you know, that kind of thing. That'd be kind of interesting to explore.
Yeah.
So anyway, so yeah, he says he can go from one word to another. So later, Jamal is heading out to the video arcade, but Grandma Cece stops him to show him that his great-grandfather's trumpet that she found in the basement. And Jamal mentions, oh, you know, Lenny's dad is a musician and Lenny likes to write songs. And he starts to leave for the arcade, but she stops short. Excuse me. He stops to leave for the arcade, but he stops short and asks Grandma, do you believe in ghosts? And she's like, okay, you're not going to leave me here with that question, are you?
Yeah, like what?
And but then she goes, no, I don't. Unless they're the good, friendly kind that live in memories and old things. And you can see this like nostalgic look in her eye. She's looking at her father's trumpet. And it's kind of sad, actually.
Yeah.
It's just kind of sad moment. You hear that little faint trumpet going on in the background, you know?
I think it hits different, too, when you get older. And you're just like, oh, like the fact that ghosts
she had a
live
life.
In memories. Yeah, I wrote, she's awesome. I love Grandma Jenkins.
Yeah. But, you know, she's like, why are you asking? Have you been seeing stuff? And he goes, no. And he leaves. It's kind of sad.
Aww.
So we go to the arcade and Alex is playing the X-Men video game.
X-Men! I wrote that down. I was like, X-Men!
I did a post and I was like, hey, this like X-Men, the cartoon animated series started in 1992, the same year as Ghost Rider. So,
Have you seen the new one? I haven't started it yet.
Oh,
is it good?
Oh, just get ready. Just don't try not to read any spoilers online. Just
I haven't. Yeah, I've avoided everything.
Just get ready. Just get ready. It hits hard.
Really?
Yeah, the storytelling aspect of it is a lot better than it used to be, and it's a lot more involved, so I like it a lot.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, so yeah, he's playing the X-Men. Jamal shows up and says hi, and apparently Alex recognizes him. Oh, Jamal, hey, how you doing? And Alex gets mad that he's out of quarters just when he made the top 10 list. Meanwhile, a group of kids behind them are playing a game, and they start cheering each other on, and Alex points out that the group seems to be prepping for the video game tournament for some made-up game named Double Defenders.
Double Defenders.
Yeah, it makes me think of Double Dragon, but mixed with like X-Men kind of.
Yeah, it does. I was trying to think of like what a similar one would be.
Or Avengers or something, you know?
Yeah, it reminded me of the Avengers when they start describing it.
Yeah, and Jamal starts talking about how superheroes like playing their own video games. Wouldn't that be cool? And Alex says the Double Defenders have two heads and they can see behind themselves, making them hard to beat. Even though the Turbo Heads, another fake thing, they have laser eyes and they have engines for brains. I'm like, this may be important. Mark those casebooks.
Yeah.
So Alex pulls out a mystery novel he's been reading while he's searching for more quarters. And the novel is called New Guys Around the Block. It's not in KOTV. Jamal's like, oh, they have this singing group? And he's like, no, they're kid detectives. And it's a nice, is that a real thing? I didn't even look it up. New Guys Around the Block?
Around the Block? That just sounded like a let's avoid copyright, but still be able to make a new kids joke.
Yeah.
Or not even, because he just says, isn't that the singing group? And he just goes, no. So he doesn't actually say, New Kids on the Block? You mean New Kids on the Block? I love that Alex pulls out the book from, like, his back pocket. Like, he's so cool. He's got this, like, paperback book. Like, I bet in, like, when he's 16, he'll have, like, Catcher in the Rye or, like, some, like, cool book that he'll be, like, wandering around with.
Yeah,
definitely, like, on the road. He'll be, like, the Hunter S. Thompson, like, kind of, like... Actually, I think Rob was like that.
Yeah, he was more the Kerouac type.
Like, yeah, he was more like the Kerouac man. The layers of the
layers,
show.
Guys. We got the ideas. So yeah, Jamal, you know, segues like, hey, I got this weird message, and Alex is like, oh yeah, that's definitely a code, and it seems like a tough one. And Jamal tells him like, well, here's the kids in the park and the button and blah blah blah.
Here's
and
the rundown.
This, yeah, here's the breakdown. And you know, here's the blah blah blah. So I got this note that said, be careful after dark, and that Thabto and Alex is game for this mystery. It's like, hey, come on over to my place. We'll figure this note out. And they leave. So and they go to Alex's place, and they're eating their snacks. And Alex says that there's, I love how they're sitting back to back for no reason.
Yeah, no reason at all. It's so weird.
Alex says there's like a different type of coded messages, one that substitute numbers or letters for other letters. And he does an example of like eggs, and he substitutes the numbers, right?
With and the slowest writing.
Oh my God, this took forever. This is like 15 seen. Minutes, guys. I'm breaking this down for you. So then he points out another code, which would be to scramble the letters. And so he takes the word eggs and he writes S-E-G-G. And he's like, look, you got scrambled eggs. You're so funny, Alex. Oh, kill me now. So they try to unscramble the letters in Jamal's coded message, but it's not working out. For example, there's one labeled Q-E-N-L, and a Q without a U is very unusual in English. See, the kids are learning.
Yep, they know.
They know. Jamal is psyched about cracking this code. We gotta get this code. He's really into it. And then Gabby enters, because apparently she and Alex share the same bedroom.
<That's> yeah, sucks. With a little shade, like a little divider. Yeah.
So she enters and is like, Alex, come quick. I found my backpack. I think it's going to be in this junkyard that these other kids found theirs. And then, like, good news is the thieves only took the money and not the school supplies or the books. And I'm not sure why she has to, like, list out every item that was in her bag, but
yeah,
she's so preoccupied. She doesn't notice Jamal. And Jamal's like, hey, there's Jamal. And she's like, hey, Jamal, how you doing? I'm Gabby. Come with us.
Let's go.
So they grab their jackets and they head out. And they go into the junkyard. And they arrive as Gabby tells them that four more kids have had their backpacks stolen since hers was taken, and the kids at her school are getting scared. They know it's like bigger kids, obviously, most likely middle schoolers. So like their age.
Yeah.
And Gabby's like 10 or 11 or something.
Yeah, she's younger, right? She's not at her.
She's like 2 years younger than them.
Yeah, okay.
And Gabby mentions that the robbers always wear masks, so no one knows what they actually look like. And she describes the masks as like a little bit. And she says they're awfully close to the masks that Jamal saw in the park, which he does another flashback to as he's talking about it.
He's like,
is this a coincidence? I'm sure it is, right? Right? And there's a random bang. I don't know what this bang is. They never explained it.
Yeah, it's like, what happened?
Bang. And they're just like searching all over. And there's like junk around. It's all like metallic sculptures,
but they look like faces, and the way they show them, they're like very odd and like scary. I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, it's like Art Deco face things made with like nuts and bolts and stuff. It's weird.
Yeah,
it looks like some kind of college art project. It
definitely does.
So Gabby finds her bag hanging up on a pole, and Jamal helps her get it down. Everything is there except for her lunch money. And she thanks her big brother with a kiss on his cheek. I'm like, aw, how sweet.
Aww.
And thanks, Jamal. And she's like heading out. And Alex's like, hey, where are you going? I got to watch you now. And she's like, I'm just going to my friend Tina Nguyen, her house. And okay, so I have to say something about Tina's name. So I met someone just not long ago, like a few years ago. And his last name was the exact same last name, same spelling and everything.
Uh-huh.
And he said his name is pronounced Nguyen.
I've heard when.
Just when.
Yeah.
Not Nguyen, which is how they say Tina's last name. Nguyen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, does it depend on the person? Or are they just saying this to make it easier for kids to say it?
Oh, maybe because I wonder if because they're seeing the N, because it's about letters, right? Like the show is about reading and writing. So maybe if it would cause a question if you would see it and you see the N and then maybe you're like, why do I not pronounce that? Like, yeah. It's probably too much to introduce to younger kids.
Yeah, I guess there's like, maybe let's, you know, not confuse them too much. You know, this is close enough. They kind of did the Nguyen, like they do it really quick.
Yeah.
But still, it's there. And I've always like said it wrong. Apparently, I sound like an idiot to people.
Oh, no. I think it's okay. I mean, I think people know that if it's not a last name that you come across a lot, then you don't know. You know, it's really, it's not as common, I think, especially in some cities where you don't, I think it's a Vietnamese last name.
Yeah,
I think. It is. Yeah, so if you don't have a lot of Vietnamese people in where you grew up, then you may have never heard it. You may have seen it written out, but maybe you've never heard anyone say their last name.
Which was funny because before I realized, they said her name a few times, but I don't know why I never picked up on it as a kid. But I got the Ghostwriter books and it said her name and I always thought it was Nguyen.
Oh, yeah, because well, that's how it's, yeah, that's how it's spelled. Yeah, that's how we would pronounce it. Yeah.
Nguyen. Like, no, that's not my name. It is kind of funny. It's a W sound, but. Anyway, so her friend Tina, so Tina is making a video about her. I mean, the thefts. And Alex reminds her, like, hey, Papa told me to watch you. And Gabby says, Tina only lives three doors down on this block. I'll be okay.
They all live like, what is it? Jamal lives like two blocks away.
Yeah.
Alex and Gabby and Lenny are in the same building, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, then Tina is two doors away. They're on, like, the same block.
They're all radius.
Yeah, like, three-block radius, yeah.
And you know what? Gabby's a strong Latina woman, Alex. She will be fine.
She'll be fine. She's already had her thing snatched. I think she's going to wear
it. She's loving that life lesson.
Yeah, she's going to wear it on both.
And buckle it in the front, too, you know?
Yeah, buckle it.
So Jamal laughs at her and looks over as she leaves, and he sees a backpack that says American Flyer Sport. And remembers that Ghostwriter read the other Thabto button near those words.
Ding, ding, ding.
And just when Alex asks, what'd you find? Jamal turns around to say another backpack and sees Alex's name on his Letterman jacket is glowing green. And Alex asks, what's wrong? And looks down in time to see his name fly off his chest. And the green blob turns into Ghostwriter, which is essentially a ball with two lines above it, like we said. And Ghostwriter starts bouncing around the junkyard as Alex asks, what is that thing? And Jamal is surprised. You can see that?
You can see that?
And Alex is like, what do you mean? Of course I can see it. What do you think? I'm blind? And Ghostwriter splats on the wall of graffiti before writing, Alex, lover of mysteries. Alex is like, what's going on? And Jamal says, it's Ghostwriter, man. He's writing to you.
He's writing to you.
And Alex says, Ghostwriter? End of part two.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I love, like, Ghostwriter? You just said it five times, and I'm just now guessing what you're talking
like,
about.
What? I love that Alex is, like, Alex is, I feel like, more me. Like, I think how I would be. Like, I'm trying to think of what character I would relate to. I think it might be Alex. Like, he's kind of, you know, he's good at, like, certain things. But I love that he's very just, like, what? Like, this is kind of weird and wild. Like, he has a kind of weird trajectory, too. Like, his character.
He's a little more cynical, really too, at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, he totally is. I'm done with this crap. This is crazy.
This is
yeah.
Brooklyn, yo.
Yeah. I'm trying to just make my money, work in the store, and, like, write my mysteries and play my X-Men video game. Like, I have no time for this.
Well, team, it looks like someone else is on the secret now. Uh-oh. What do you think? Can Alex help them crack the coded message and stop those Thabto thefts? Keep track of the clues and watch for Ghost Story Part 3 next week. Make sure you check out Lauren on her socials, Fashion Grunge, at Fashion Grunge, or at Fashion Grunge Pod, right? Yeah. And the link tree is in the show notes. You can find me on Instagram and Threads at The Rewatch Recap, or on TikTok at Dustin_Holden. So look for us next week for part 3. Bye, everybody.
Bye.